Let's bring in Chief Editor of AttackTheSystem.com, Mr. Keith Preston, who's here to offer us more insight on this developing story. Mr. Preston, welcome to the program. We were just listening to the statement made by Mike Pompeo. What were we listening to exactly?
Well, it appears that what is happening is that the Trump administration, with Secretary Pompeo heading up the State Department, is attempting to engage in a unilateral withdrawal from the INF Treaty. Now, the INF Treaty was put together back in 1987 as a result of negotiations between then U.S. President Ronald Reagan and then the former Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev. And it was considered a landmark treaty with regard to international arms control. We have to remember that the United States and Russia combined control about 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. So the nuclear arsenals of those two nations include most of the nuclear weapons anywhere in the world. So obviously, arms control agreements between the two powers are an important development. Now, what appears to be happening, of course, is that the Trump administration is accusing the Russians of violating provisions of the INF Treaty. To date, they have actually put forward very little evidence of this. They have actually put forward very little evidence of the fact that, of the claim that the Russians are actually in violation of this treaty. What appears to be happening is that the United States is pursuing this action as part of a wider action, which is to withdraw from international agreements on a more general level. And this has been a fairly consistent pattern with the Trump administration in the sense that the Trump administration withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement. So the Trump administration withdrew from the nuclear deal that was made with Iran, and withdrawing from the INF nuclear treaty seems to be another step in that direction. That's consistent with the wider geopolitical thinking of many individuals within the Trump administration, and that is this idea that the United States should be less reliant on international agreements and international treaties and more directly assertive in a geopolitical context within international relations. And this seems to be, this withdrawal seems to be a signal in that direction. Of course, one issue is that the Russians have been accused of aggressive expansionism in various places, for example, with their intervention in the Ukraine and in Syria and so forth. But we also have to consider the fact that the Americans have for some time now been attempting to expand NATO to the point where essentially Russia would be surrounded right up on its border by NATO-aligned nations, or either by NATO members or NATO allies. And also the United States is seeking to encircle Russia from the south through a proliferation of military outposts and client states in Central Asia as well. And all we have to do to demonstrate that is look at a map of where American military bases and weapons and forces are positioned throughout Europe and Asia. So this seems to be a way of retaliating against Russia for taking a more assertive foreign policy perspective on a range of issues. Russian foreign policy is primarily oriented towards what is a traditional Russian foreign policy going all the way back to the days of the old Russian Empire, which is to maintain hegemony in Central Asia and in Eastern Europe. The Russians view those regions as a necessary buffer zone for their own national security because of the fact that those have been the historic invasion routes into Russia itself. So Russia, and under Putin's leadership, has been more assertive about this and been fairly adamant about wanting to maintain a powerful influence in those regions, in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states and in Central Asia. Of course, this conflicts with the wider American paradigm, what's called the Washington Consensus, which is the idea that all of the world's nations need to be integrated into this global system of what's called neoliberalism, as far as trade and economic relationships, and under which the Americans would be the hegemonic world power. So really, this is a part of a wider geopolitical conflict between whether we're going to have a unipolar world order or whether we're going to have a multipolar world order. And of course, the Russians, along with a number of other Asian powers, like the nations of the BRICS countries, China, India, and others, and a number of other nations around the world, have expressed a preference for a multipolar world order, where there would be multiple regional centers of power, whereas the Americans prefer a unipolar world order, where there's going to be a single hegemon, and that would be the Americans, that essentially set the standard for geopolitical relations and economic relations on a global basis. So I think this wider geopolitical conflict about what kind of world order we're going to have is really the driving force behind the decision that Pompeo announced. And basically, this is the United States, I think, signaling that it's trying to assert its own international hegemony in that regard.
Mr. Preston, one of the questions put forth by the press in attendance seemed to throw Mr. Pompeo off. That question was, when will the U.S. be ready to discuss arms control and elimination of weapons of mass destruction for itself? When will the U.S. be ready for that?
Well, never. I think that the American national security state has no interest in arms control in that sense, or certainly not nuclear weapons elimination, eradication on a global level. I think that this is more about geopolitics. It's more about establishing a position that the Americans are going to be the unipolar global hegemon and preventing regional competitors like Russia, for example, from developing or expanding. The Americans have never shown any serious interest in reducing actual nuclear arms proliferation on a global level, certainly not in reducing their own nuclear arsenals. Now, they may be opposed to some nations developing a nuclear arsenal, but that's not really the principal motivating factor behind something like this. I mean, this is simply a geopolitical decision based on the current administration's assessment of what direction they want to take U.S.-Russia relations in, and what direction they want the world order to go.
Chief Editor of AttackTheSystem.com, Keith Preston, joining us from Richmond.